Good morning. I don't know if you noticed, we had an extra acolyte this morning. 30-some years ago, I began to serve my first church in Hillsdale, Wyoming. And I had two little girls that helped me light candles all those years ago. And they came together again today. So my daughter Sarah visiting from Grand Junction. Amen, huh? She did bring the church joke for this morning. Do you know what kind of car Jesus drove? It had to be a Chrysler. She gets it from her daddy. I'm sorry. By way of announcements, a couple things. The first hymn number is wrong. If you're trying to find it by number, it is number 64 in the hymnal. It will be correct on the screen, so you can find that as you're about that. A note on the calendar, may not be terribly obvious, but tomorrow is a holiday. It is a holiday with some controversial title. We talked about that a little bit last week. Columbus Day, Indigenous People Day, National Heritage Day, whatever you want to call it. Prayerfully, I hope that we can consider that holiday, but the office is closed for tomorrow morning. By way of announcements, what else is good? What else do you have for the good of the order? Things that we need to remember. There is an insert. Deb Gunther is not here to lift that. Oh, she did tell me I'm supposed to do that. If you can help with sponsoring the crop walk, if you'd like to walk, that's all the better. She'd love to have walkers, and I think they have a pretty good party as they're about walking and carrying on for that missional opportunity. But crop walk, if you want to sponsor them, this is a benefit that benefits mission. So take time to either contact Debbie Gunther or write a check and make it to crop walk, whatever you want to do. And sponsor this. This is one of the ways that we are on mission. We don't see it as clearly sometimes, and so we want to highlight that our church is doing all those mission things all the time, not always visible here in church in the morning. Good morning, Jim Latow. Did you have an announcement, sir? Oh, okay. He's in here just checking on us as our head usher. Anything else for the good of the order by way of announcements? Holly Armstrong, Mike.
Oh, yeah, that was my announcement.
Thank you. Pecans.
So I'm selling pecans right now. I'm sorry for the short advertising window. We are at deadline. I'm going to be submitting it tomorrow. They're $13 for a one-pound bag, and the proceeds are for PEO. It's a philanthropic organization. We support women's education throughout the world. Thank you. PEO, chapter ED.
PEO stands for Pigs Eat Onions. That's what I was told by a member. Now, I know it's not, but...
Philanthropical Educational Organization.
Thank you.
Chapter ED, yeah. And, yes, Ellen Doctor. Yeah, you're making it up to PEO Ellen Doctor. Okay, thanks.
Ellen, if you would just hand that right to Sandy Tinney.
Yeah.
She has her hand up.
I'll do announcements today.
She's trying to stir us up about the Broncos, no doubt.
Actually, I'm stirring you up about Women in Praise. Our meeting is Saturday at 10 o'clock. In the parlor.
This coming Saturday, Women of Praise. Okay, thank you. Formerly United Methodist Women, now Women of Praise, is that right? Some of us oldsters have trouble making changes to those acronyms. Thank you. Other things for the good of the order? I don't see any others. Stand, if you will. Wave hello to one another. Let's prepare by turning to our call to worship.
Good morning. Would you join me in the call to worship? From the east, the direction of the rising sun, come wisdom and knowledge. We are all related. Lord, hear our prayer. From the south comes guidance, the beginning and end of life. Lord, guide us to live on this earth as sisters and brothers should, rejoicing in one another's blessings, sympathizing in one another's sorrows, and together with you, renewing the face of the earth. From the west come purifying waters. We pray that we may be purified redeemed, forgiven for the transgressions we offer from our heart. From the north come purifying winds. Now, you have been called breath, wind of life, and Holy Spirit. May we be agents of care for the air and all the world around us. Join me in the opening hymn, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, and the hymnal number is wrong. It should be number 65 64 in your hymnal. Be seated. No.
We have Jeremiah.
The scripture lesson this morning is from Jeremiah. Jeremiah 7, 1 to 11. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord: stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word, and say, hear the word of the Lord, all you people of Judah, you who enter these gates to worship the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and let me dwell with you in this place. Do not trust in these deceptive words. This is the temple of the Lord. The temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. For if you truly amend your ways and your doings, if you truly act justly with one another, if you do not go after other gods to your own hurt, Then I will dwell with you in this place, in the land that I gave to your ancestors forever and ever. Here you are, trusting in deceptive words to no avail. Will you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, make offerings to Baal, and go after other gods that you have not known, and then come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name and known, and then and say, we are safe, only to go on doing all these abominations? Has this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your sight? I too am watching, says the Lord. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
By way of prayer time, I left the prayers, ongoing prayers, on the back of our bulletin. We want to be aware of all of those. We hope that there is progress made on healing for the many that we left that we prayed for. And we've been praying for Ukraine and Russia and the conflict there and the people in the midst of that. And now we have to add the Middle East. The Palestinian-Israeli conflict has turned into open fighting. The report I saw said 1,200 dead, many wounded, atrocities. I'm not sure what else I can say. The Middle East caught up in politics and drumbeats of war and rhetoric and in a millennia-old conflict. Prayers for peace. Paya is out of town with her husband, Nalu. They traveled to see a cousin playing football in a town southeast of Dallas-Fort Worth. They drove, 12-hour drive. So prayers for them, going and coming back. We do want to continue to lift at Nancy Austin, whose baby Joseph was born premature. Premature babies have a high survival rate today because of our good medical system and care, but it is a load on the parents, so we need to be aware of that. So for Nancy and her family, lots of prayers there. I want to make sure that you are aware as well that over 2,000 people have been killed in Afghanistan in an earthquake there. Again, probably a lot of those deaths were from substandard building standards and buildings that collapsed. 6.3, I think, was the magnitude of that. So a tragedy there, and we need to lift those people. I want to make sure we are welcoming and aware of our online presence. Sarah usually joins us virtually, and she's here now today to double check that it's not made up. She's actually here taking care of her dad and her big little sister, so we're glad to have her here. I want to also pause. This is the weekend of Columbus Day, Indigenous Peoples Day, National Heritage Day, whatever we want to call it. And we need to be aware. We need to be aware that there might be some rough edges, some raw nerves, some competition, some arguing. And we need to be the people that say there is peace to be found here. We can all celebrate this day, remembering all of our ancestors, remembering that sometimes we have done the right things and sometimes we have done the wrong things as a nation. And to be aware of that and to be aware of any places where we might have transgressed. We are not a perfect people, but in the Lord God we seek salvation through our confession and prayerful redemption. Amen. Are there other prayers of concern? I do have one other we just learned this morning. You recall when I first came here, we were partnered together. We were yoked with the Jefferson Avenue United Methodist Church. The secretary there is Coke Burdick, and one of their faithful church members is Jody Conyers. Barbara told me that they were in a serious car wreck recently, and Coke is in ICU.
Parker Adventist.
Parker Adventist. Some of you might have met Coke when they came to visit when we were yoked together. Jody, minor injuries, but a serious car accident, so we lift them in prayer. Others, other prayer concerns that we would lift today? Michael, Don Larson down here.
We would just like some prayers for our neighbor's pastor and his wife. They are over in Israel and they have not heard from them yet. Oof. So, kind of scary.
Pastor Gary?
Les and Nancy.
Les and Nancy. Not a good time to be visiting. Horrific, horrific things. Michael, behind you, Renee Varon has her, Varone has her hand up. Am I getting it right? Varone better?
All right. I'm sorry, I was out there and talking to Jim, and I wasn't sure if you had said, but there are conflicts around the world, and Ukraine is no longer the only country in that area that's ready to explode, literally.
That's true.
So it's got to be a worldwide prayer, because, wars and rumors of wars.
Amen. Thank you, Renee. Be aware of everyone. And may anyone who stokes those fires remember that God does not forget and that justice will be done. Colleen Blake with Serenity this morning.
I have a joy to share with you guys today. Nicole and Isaac got engaged yesterday.
All right. What is her fiance's name?
Isaac.
Isaac?
Isaac. I-S-A-A-C.
I-S-A-A-C?
Yeah, Isaac.
Isaac. Yeah. Old ears, I'm sorry. Thank you, Colleen. Thank you, and thank you for filling in while Barbara was traveling. How did your trip go with your daughter? Did you get arrested?
Way too much fun.
Way too much fun. All right, well, you'll read about that in the police blotter. Other prayers of concern. I have a terrible confession to make. I printed out the birthday list, and it apparently is still sitting in the office on the printer. So I don't have that in front of me. You're going to have to help me recreate that. Who has birthdays and anniversaries this upcoming week? Nobody in here that will admit or confess to any. All right. Jim, no? I'm not seeing. I'm seeing a lot of mutterings, but nobody that's going to openly avow anything. Do what now? I can't hear you and understand you. All right. This spot in the church has no speakers aimed at it because they would feedback into the microphone. So
I know. I'm just saying, you forgot the anniversary list this week? It's my 43rd anniversary on Wednesday. Well, Bob's too, but
Bob and Holly Armstrong. Thank you, Holly. And it was not intentional. Deb Gunther is going to fess up. We already mentioned the insert, Deb, but go ahead.
Okay. I'm sorry I wasn't here earlier, so I wanted to remind everybody that the crop walk is next Sunday. I'll be here, and if you want to donate online, I do have a Burns team under crop walk. And if you think of it, bring in any canned food for next week, and I'll take it to the walk. Canned vegetables are always needed, hamburger helper type, cereal, any of that sort we always need. So thank you.
Thank you, Deb. Others. Mark Doctor has his hand up behind you. Yeah, he's out of place. He should be, and it's a test of our habitual position. Our lay leader, Mark Doctor.
So I just want to let the congregation know, if you haven't heard or remember, but October is Pastor Appreciation Month. So
The bishop's email address, I'll give that to you, and you can send your... Actually, it's wonderful being retired because the bishop cannot bish me. Seriously, when you're in the ministry, you can be bished at any minute, and that's something of a weight. So, Ruella Hunter.
We just celebrated our granddaughter's 16th birthday, sweet 16. And the last couple of years, she's been kind of a typical teenager, but right now she truly is sweet 16.
Sweet 16. Tell me your first name, Ruella.
Myrie.
Miley. Sweet 16. Amen. Happy 16th, Miley. I do apologize. I did it ahead of time. I had it all ready, but I printed it, and I thought I'll get that out of the printer before I leave, and... It'll still be there, won't it? All right. For the beautiful fall leaves around us, we give thanks. But let's turn to our unison prayer and read responsively. By the way, you might notice the liturgy this morning. I tried to draw from some of the Native American traditions, and so some of that language is reflective of some of that, and I tried to cite my sources. Let us read. Creative God, we look at your world and praise you for the diversity all around us. Thank you for the gift of relationships, our connection with people, animals, and the land. Help us, Lord, to see differences and diversity as strengths. Help us to listen and understand, to meet one another with wonder and anticipation. Help us to love as you love, without expectation. Reveal to us your way of reconciliation. Guide us into right relationships with all living things. Lead us to honor indigenous peoples with respect, dignity, and fullness of life. Help us to listen compassionately. Guide us to speak humbly and to ask justly. Help us to seek the peace, justice, and reconciliation you desire among all your children. Thank you for your mercy and grace. Amen. I invite you to a moment of silent meditation in preparation for prayer. Loving Lord, holy, holy God, we come before you, and you know our prayers before we ask, and you know our ignorance in asking. You know our hearts and the things that weigh upon us. You know our transgressions and the way they separate us from you. You know the evils of the world around us. You know of those who help fan the fires of division, fan the discussions of war. Lord, guide us that we are not a part of any of those evils, and that instead we follow the Prince of Peace to seek justice, to seek peace, to celebrate diversity, to grow as a people holy in your sight. Lord God, in the Middle East, the transgressions that occur continue throughout the history of God's people with the world. Help that conflict, those peoples, those nations, see their common heritage in you, find ways past animosities and anger and hatred, and find ways to resolution and restoration. Lord God, there are prayers we've lifted silently in our hearts, especially prayers in the dark nights of the soul that trouble us, that unsettle us. Thank you for being with us in those times. Guide us to find ways to enlightenment, to put to sleep those things that haunt us, to find ways to let go of those things in our past for which you have forgiven us. And Lord, guide us as we move forward, that we raise our children to a better world, to better ways of interacting, to healthier ways of being in relationship, to love, to happiness, and to the joys that you offer through your awesome grace. Lord, we gather. We gather with people all around the world, and as we do so, we gather with the prayer that Jesus taught us, the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you for your gifts and your supports in many ways. Thank you for gifts to UMCorps for disasters around the world. Thank you for your gifts to our missional outreach through crop walks, through the different ways that we continue to do mission work. I invite Barbara for our offertory.
The scripture this morning is from Matthew 21, verses 12 to 17. Would you please stand if you're able? Then Jesus entered the temple and drove out all who were selling and buying in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. He said to them, It is written, My house shall be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers. The blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he cured them. But when the chief priests and scribes saw the amazing things that he did, and heard the children crying out in the temple, Hosanna to the Son of David, they became angry and said to him, Do you hear what these are saying? Jesus said to them, Yes. Have you never read? Out of the mouths of infants and nursing babies, you have prepared praise for yourself. Then he left them and went out of the city to Bethany and spent the night there. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I'm inviting Stephanie to come forward. Bo, you gonna come with or no? He's gonna stay back and run the PowerPoint. Holly, Serenity, anybody else you wanna help do the dance? Sarah, Melissa? Well, you're down front enough, but we do the motion. This is our aerobics for this morning. So those of us who, all of us could use a little exercise. So anyway, I have told you before, this is group publishing, and most of their videos, you can notice that they're somewhere in Colorado or in Loveland, exactly. Try and picture where in Loveland this is. No, that's not Lake Loveland. A little more, Mike.
Over mountains high,
Michael.
The valleys.
guys, you may be seated. And there's a prize for those of you who can tell where in Loveland that was filmed. Not even Colorado. It's like being a member of the Colorado Navy. It is neither here nor there, is it not? But we celebrate that. We celebrate the scripture, the cleansing of the temple, the things that were going on there to make money off of the people of faith. It was an evil that Jesus confronted. Too many people hold on to his cleansing of the temple as an action that everybody should be about, driving people out with whips, doing things that appear to be almost violent. And that one act does not define the Prince of Peace. But we celebrate Christ in our midst. We celebrate God. Jeremiah, and the hymn this morning, what did you think of that hymn? Holy, holy, holy God. Any of you ever heard that one before? I would love to have made, if I had known when I began ministry, I should have kept track of how many times I've sung every different hymn in here. How many dozen times do you think we've sung that, Barbara? Millennia times, yeah. Too many, it kind of dates us, but what beautiful and awesome words. Holy, holy, holy God, Lord God Almighty. Isn't it kind of a funny phrase? And you heard in Jeremiah when Melba was reading it, out of the piece of this, God speaks through Jeremiah and says, do not trust these lying words. This is the temple of the Lord. This is the temple of the Lord. This is the temple of the Lord. Every time I've read that, I have to stop and back up and say, did I read the same line twice? What's going on? But that's really what's being said. And it reflects something that we're not aware of. You see, in the time where Jeremiah is alive, the chief priests and elders are talking about the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. Three things, holy, 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 three things together are a supermajority. They are the wonderful, they were the acme, the apex. Three things repeated like that are emphasized. Holy, holy, holy Lord. The temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. That's what the chief priests and elders are trying to do. And God says through Jeremiah, they're lying to you. The temple is not holy. And we need to hang on to that in a minute and kind of think our way through that. That temple is not holy, just as this church is not holy. God is holy. The temple is a place for God. This church is a place for the people of God and to do our work for God. But this building is not to be worshiped. This building is beautiful and we love it and we can honor it and we can keep it up because it is God's house. But God is holy. That ought to get an amen. Last week, we talked about the parable of the temple priests and elders and the vineyards. Do you remember? Jesus told them the parable of the father who turns to his son and said, go out in the vineyard and work today. And the first son said, I will go, but he didn't. And the second son says, I'm not going out there, but later he goes. You remember? That was a week ago, so, you know, it might have slipped away. It's a reference to the chief priests and elders who have been carrying on the heritage of God through millennia. God with Abraham and Jacob and all of the ancestors and everything. And they're promising, yes, we will go. But when Jesus comes among them, they don't go. And they don't go and do the will and the work of the Father. They don't go out there and do the work. So what is the work? Sometimes as Christians, I think we get lost and caught up in, and you know, I've been in churches where the busyness of the church is all about this activity and this upcoming meal and these events and that events and these different classes and all, and we forget that we are called to do. We are called to work. So what is that work exactly? What is it that we are supposed to be doing? Well, we need to kind of think that through and And for me at least, it is Micah 6:8. I think we have a slide, Stephanie. Do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with our God. Pretty simple, pretty straightforward, and for me, it helps define who and what we are about and the work that we were called to do. This is Old Testament, the prophet Micah. This is about God speaking God's word from long ago, reiterated by Jesus. Listen to anything Jesus preaches, and he reflects these directives. Holy, holy Lord God Almighty. These are important things, and this is what we're called to do. There is something wrong with that passage, though. It's a generalization. And you know, generalizations are my favorite. We're coming up, it's a ways till we get to New Year yet, but it's coming. And how many of you make New Year's resolutions? I resolved to be healthier this year. What does that mean? I continue to not smoke. I'm not going to do any, you know, mountain climbing. So those are both healthier. I guess I've done it, then I've achieved my goal. There's no measurement of how I'm going to be about being healthier this coming years. So I can look back and say, well, I think it was healthier. I ate a couple more salads, turned down one or two steaks. Yeah. But there's no way to say where, how. Let's nail it down. Let's get down to brass tacks. Have you heard that phrase before? Let's get down to brass tacks. Do you know where it comes from? People are not sure. There's a lot of debate. There's argument. But the most compelling argument to me was if you were in a store to buy something and you went in, you wanted a yard of lace. Well, a lot of people didn't have measuring tools in the good old days, and those were expensive to have. So they would take their good scale and they would mark with tacks a 0 and a 1 foot, 2 foot, 3 foot on the counter, you see. And so then you could measure it from brass tack to brass tack and know that it was 1 feet or 2 feet or 3 feet. You're getting down to brass tacks. And if that's not the origin of the term, I like it anyway. I'm going to pretend that it's the origin, if that's all right. So that's the one thing about Micah 6:8 that leaves us open to say, what exactly does it mean to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with God? But Jeremiah lifted it. Melba read it. God says, if you truly act justly with one another, if you do not oppress the alien, the orphan, and the widow, you do not shed innocent blood, if you do not go after other gods to your own hurt, then I will dwell with you. I like that last part. I'm looking forward to God dwelling with me richly. And the joy of knowing that I am doing what I've claimed to do. Those things in Micah that are a piece of it. We need to take it apart a little bit, going after other gods. We know that first commandment, you shall have no other gods before me. It's the very beginning of understanding that Yahweh, Jehovah, Elohim, God, is the only. And turning to other and worshiping them. It was a bigger deal in the Old Testament when they had pagan gods like Baal, and they were evil because, for example, they taught you that if you were faithful, you would obey edicts to make child sacrifices. That is evil. That is not something that's all right for any humanity, but it was about that other religion, and those other religions were drawing people and or compromising their way of being in the world. God says, you shall have no other gods. And that's part of what that was about. But not having other gods might have other implications to us today. Sadly, I have heard interviews on the news of people caught up in political rancor who will place their politics before their obedience to God. That's having another God before us. Politics, divisions, orientations, anything else that is more important, being for the Broncos more than we're for God. That's a humorous aside that I don't know of anybody who does that realistically, but you understand that we need to focus on saying nothing else can come before our relationship with God. The New Testament, Jesus is talking about the temple herds and the money changers. Those people are there. They claim to be God-fearing, but they're making money off of the faithful. Money has become their God. Money has become more important than their relationship with God. And that temptation, I am afraid, has not passed us. It's an age-old one. Jesus says, where your treasure is, there is your heart also. And that continues to hang on to us. It's a dangerous edge that we all need to be aware of. Money can be the root of all evil. The worship of money, placing it before God. And it begs the question then, if money, where your treasure is, there is your heart is also, then where do we focus our money? What do we give to? What do we spend on? Now this passage in Jeremiah says, act justly one with another. It's kind of a generalization again too. What are the brass tacks? How do we narrow it down to be about justice? There are two ways to hear that. One is, somebody does wrong, boy, we're going to bring them to justice right now. We're going to call every transgressor, every misstep, and we're going to hold everybody accountable. For me, justice means calling to account those who disenfranchise others, those who discriminate, those who use money or power over those who do not have such. I continue to believe in our justice system, but there seems to be a difference between rich justice and poor justice. And there's a lot of people in that second category that have no faith in the system because of that. Do justice to all. Justice is never revenge either, and we need to be careful of that. Yesterday, when I heard the news of the beginning of hostilities in Israel and Palestine, I reacted angrily at those who began to perpetrate the conflict. But I had to stop and say, Lord, where? How? Where is justice? And were they reacting to unjust things that had been laid on top of them? I don't know the whole situation there. I know that a lot of what happened was bare evil, but stoked and pushed and initiated. And I had to stop myself from turning to reaction, revenge, and vengeance. None of those are ours. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. So justice, being about justice, God singles out the powerless. God singles out the orphans and the widows. God singles out those that we need to stand up for, however, whoever, and wherever they may be. The border, the immigration issue is a hot topic for our day. And our immigration system is broken. Everyone acknowledges that. The system's broken. They were close to doing some revamping and some good constructive bipartisan work to correct and help turn it into a healthy system decades ago. And then it became a political football, and now no one will touch it politically, except to inflame people to their side. Regardless of all of that, where is justice? And how shall we be? One thing we must do is err on the side of justice, err on the side of compassion, err on the side of God. You know, our court system, I was trying to remember where I had heard that one of the basic foundations of our justice system is it is better for one guilty person to go free than for an innocent person to be placed in jail. And we need to think that through. Sometimes we will not be able to enact justice where it was called for, but I have no doubt God will call to account all, truthfully, with perfect justice. So we need to err on the side of compassion and trust. And that thing about forgiveness, I mean, how many times should we forgive somebody for doing something? They keep doing it. And they ask Jesus, you remember? 7 times, 70 times forgive them. I'm not quite there, folks. I'm trying. I'm working at it. But politics continues to get in the way and stir things up. So in our actions around justice, pray for the powerless. Pray for those who are authentically in danger, who authentically need someplace safe. There's a lot of people who are in a different category. I'm not arguing that, but there are many who do need it and whose lives depend upon it. How are we to be in the midst of that? How are we to be the people of justice? God is in the midst. And as he said, I am watching, says the Lord. God is in the midst and will be with us. God says, I am watching. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God Almighty. I turn to that. I return to Micah. Do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with God. We're not always a humble people. I've been teasing Mike. He's been struggling with a stiff neck. He says he's not sure what's causing it. He's trying to figure out what's going on with that. I said, Mike, we're all a stiff-necked people. I don't think that's what he wanted to hear, Mike. And brother, I'm sorry if I didn't respond to your need for a little bit of something of what's going on there. We are a stiff-necked people, and humility does not come easy. But God is watching us, and God is with the world. There is no one who will get away with anything. And we are not the agents of all of that justice. Let us walk humbly with our God. Amen? Amen. Let's stand and sing. Number 2239, the faith we sing. Go ye into the world. Our beginning of the week is done. So now comes that next step, not just to be good Christians, but the brass tacks, go out into the world and do the work. The work we're called to, it's not gonna be in vineyards. It's gonna be in your doctor's office. It's gonna be in your grocery store. It's gonna be with your neighbors. Go ye into the world in the name of God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Be blessed, be fruitful. God is with us. Amen? Amen? Join hands, if you will. Let's sing our closing. Mm-hmm.
And God's people said, amen. Amen.